Man, what a week it's been tasting all the holiday spirits from Last Mountain Distillery. Mike, good to have you back in studio.
It's good to be back, Nick.
Great to have Grant in studio today. Grant, how are you?
I'm fine, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. So today we're trying something that might be a little bit different. This is something that we saved to the very end.
How do I get the different ones all the time?
It's because we love your reaction, Grant. It's just always so honest. So okay. Here's the wonderful thing about this one is that it features local vodka, which is a premium spirit at a fantastic price point. If you're looking for a premium Saskatchewan-made vodka, local vodka is it. You can learn more about it on their website, lastmountaindistillery.com. Mm-hmm. But we're featuring just a straight-up premium vodka, along with something that I never would have expected to find in a cocktail. We'll tell you what it is coming up after the break. We're trying the Mistletoe Kiss for holiday spirits. Holiday spirits with Last Mountain Distillery, saving the best for last. A really weird cocktail here, in my opinion. This is called the Mistletoe Kiss. Now, Mike, you like mixing up drinks. So have you ever mixed a drink with rosemary in it before?
I didn't even know where to get rosemary. Apparently, right. You buy it all the time.
Well, I buy it for cooking, things like beef, roasts, things like that. Rosemary's nice, but I've never, ever seen it in a cocktail. So that's our secret ingredient today, along with the local vodka.
Why don't we stuff oregano in it? Maybe some dill weed. What? Are we really drinking this?
Yeah, we're going to do it. So here's the deal. Don't knock it till you try it. So that's give it a true. Sip and let's right, see what Nick. You think. And as you guys are tasting it, right. This cocktail, the Mistletoe Kiss, is made up with simple syrup, yeah. A little bit of lemon juice, a sprig of rosemary. Mm. You muddle that all together. And then you
crush it, right?
Yep, basically. Okay. Yeah. And then you add in 2 ounces of local vodka. Top it off with club soda, and voila. So give it a little sippy sip there, Grant.
Hey,
see what you think.
Hey, club soda, this is going to be interesting.
I love hearing the ice clink in the glass. Okay, so we've got some pensive looks across the table here.
Because I'm Honest John here, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Okay.
It still tastes like a Christmas tree. But it. I'm gonna have another drink. Hang on.
Do you think? Yeah, that's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is the point. Like it works.
Uh huh.
It's. Yeah.
It does. It's kind of okay. This is weird because it's like
let's be honest. We all had the same impression. It's yeah. like yeah. It's
like, there's yeah. literally bark in the container of the right, of the rosemary, right? Like there. That's yeah. that's in there. And I was like, well, I better not put that in there, you know.
But it all works.
Like, wow. Okay, so it's everybody is pleasantly surprised with the Mistletoe Kiss.
Oh, I had my bar way low though. I'm just saying. But this is. It wasn't what I was expecting. It's actually not that bad.
All the flavors kind of work together. And
yeah, it does.
I'm impressed. All right, yeah. So the flavors work together. So I would think that it would taste mostly like lemon with a rosemary slap, you know? But when you put it all together, it's got a very unique sort of blend to it.
Yeah, it's sort of like drinking Christmas tree water, kind of. There's a little bit of...
Grant, you and your dog spend a lot of time together, don't you?
Once we go on the floor, we don't get up. It's really hard to explain. Okay, first off, not a fan of rosemary, even in dressing. It's good.
There you go. That's the words we were waiting for. Did you hear it? Mike, you said this kind of resembles a different cocktail that you make.
It's kind of like a mojito, except you're using rosemary.
I just figured out what it kind of tastes like. Fresca.
It does have kind of that refreshing.
It was like, huh. Very It just dawned on me.
Okay, that's so cool. All right, yeah. So we're going to review the cocktail for you with the recipe as well as where you can get your hands on local vodka coming up after the break. Holiday spirits featuring the Mistletoe Kiss, dark horse in the race for all 5 different cocktails that we've tried. We're going to see where it ranks up against all of them coming up next. So Holiday Spirits has been a week-long adventure of tasting with Last Mountain Distillery. We do encourage everybody to enjoy these cocktails over the holidays and enjoy responsibly. Don't forget Operation Red Nose is running for all of your different Christmas parties and gatherings. Get the Operation Red Nose app to make it super easy. Now, here is something that's really interesting. We started off with the simplest of beverages on Monday with an Old Fashioned. Last Mountain Distillery bottles up an Old Fashioned that you can literally just pour into a bottle. Then we moved on to a holiday standby with spiced rum and eggnog. From there, we warmed up with some candy cane hot chocolate. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff so far. And then the cranberry gin fizz, which is Granny's old favorite. So that one, very interesting considering it includes egg whites. And now today, like I said, never ever imagined I'd be mixing up a cocktail with rosemary in it, the mistletoe kiss. So Grant, where do you think this ranks on the scale of 1 to 5? If you were to say where this would land out of all those five different cocktails, where would this one go?
1 to 5, how many ice cubes out of 5? Sure. I would give this a, you know, quite, okay. I will, it goes against my better judgment, but I would give this 4 out of 5 ice cubes.
4 out of 5,
it
wow.
Is, because I'm telling you, I was worried about the taste with that rosemary, but it tastes like Fresca. I like Fresca.
And the more you sip, the better it gets.
Yes. Well, that's almost with anything. But this is, it's, yeah, 4 out of 5. Like, four I was here five, for the huh? Monday one with the old fashioned.
Yeah, that's super easy, right?
That was okay. I mean,
this is better?
Okay. This is the bee's knees.
Yep. All right. So, Mike, you had a comment that kind of goes very well with kind of associating the kind of the styles of cocktails, because we had a few of them that were kind of creamy, we had a few of them that were really kind of the flavor forward of the liquor itself. Where's this one land?
Well, this is a lighter one. It's one of those cocktails when you drink it, it doesn't fill you up, kind of. It's a lighter feeling.
Awesome. Okay, so like when you think about eggnog, yeah, that's like a meal in itself, right?
Yeah, and hey, by the way, the one iteration where we added
the cinnamon whiskey,
must recommend.
Yeah, you can check that one out. That's up on the blog, by the way, and you can get the recipe and the full the podcast that's there as well if you want to listen into the sipping the sip reviews that went along with that with Holiday Spirits. Now, here's the moment of truth, though, mm-hmm. Mike. If you were to say which of these cocktails, because you've been here all week, ooh, which one's your favorite?
Yeah, you're a trooper.
Well, I don't know if I could say I have a favorite. It's different times to drink each of these, right?
Okay, all right.
I see myself, you know, if I want something just to sip on, the old fashioned.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's, right? That's quite the
fun. If I'm going somewhere and I'm going to be cold, the hot chocolate with a little bit of candy cane vodka.
Yeah, that hot chocolate will warm you up.
You know, so, but if you take this cocktail and you put it against that one we had yesterday, the cranberry gin fizz.
Yeah.
I like the cranberry gin fizz, but it was a little too much. I think I like this because it's lighter. I could do more of this.
That was a long path. Ask me.
To
ask
get
me
there. The okay, to get there. You never which tried
one,
all five.
Which one would you say would be your favorite?
This one.
Okay. Yay, Grant.
It's really good.
Holiday Spirits has been a ton of fun. A huge thanks to Last Mountain Distillery once again. Oh my gosh. Have we ever been having a good time? Mike, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I recommend you try all five we tried, and you come to your own opinion on what you like, because it's all subjective.
There you go. Awesome. So lastmountaindistillery.com is where you can go to find all the different beverages and all the different cocktails and spirits that they mix up. And don't forget to check out that advent calendar that they got, the 12 spirits of Christmas that's also available there. Grant, any final thoughts on your side?
Nope. I got some left, and that's good enough for me.
Cheers. Here's to Christmas with Holiday Spirits. Thanks, gentlemen.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.